I'm broadcasting to you live on CITR 101.9 FM at UBC, which broadcasts across the unceded, traditional, and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Hope you enjoy the show.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Just name it. Ready? One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
What?
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup!
You're listening to Songs with Friends.
What I want, you've got, and it might be hard to handle, but like a flame that burns a candle.
Hello, hello. You're listening to Songs with Friends on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Daniel, and I'll let my co-host for the day introduce himself, but let me just gas him up very quick. He's the most kind, most generous, always dressed very well in sweaters, very generous. He's graced the studio with our presence today. I have Dorian in the studio today, so today is Songs with Dorian. Say hello to the people, Dorian.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me, buddy. I'm happy to be here. Shout out my dad who gave me the sweater.
It's a great sweater. Yeah. Shout out Mr. Issa.
Yeah, shout out Antoine, who I think he was just texting me about how he doesn't know how to get on here. So I don't know if he actually if he actually made it, but
Mr. Issa, if you're listening, you're in the right place.
Yeah,
thank
there
you
we go.
For joining us. Dorian's joining us today. I'm really excited. He has a whole lot of songs for us today. So let's get right into it. Dorian, why don't you tell us a little bit about song number one? Why is this song so important to you?
So song number one, I guess I wanted to start here because it reminds me a lot of my older brother, Oliver. I guess another shout out family member. He's great.
Shout out Oliver.
I feel like he is one of the ones that is a big musical inspiration for me, like from the jump as well as continually, both in terms of listening and like creating music.
Does he play instruments?
Yeah, he plays a lot. He plays everything. He's got like keyboard, guitar, production, drums, bass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's kind of like a does it all kind of guy. Like what's the song by Masego? I Can Do Everything.
I don't know that
it's
song, but we'll check that one out.
Yeah.
Shout out Oliver.
Yeah,
he's a
shout
king.
Out Oliver.
And so why is this song, why does this song remind you of him?
I guess so, since he also writes like poetry and does like kind of raps and stuff like that, and I feel like the style that he emulates kind of it's a lot related to Chance the Rapper, who this first song's by. And it's also like a period piece, you know, like in seventh grade, you're like just starting to figure out your music taste. And this was one of the first songs that I was bumping like every week back then. So
cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear it because I feel like I've heard 10 Day, and that was also like a mixtape in my developing music taste experience. But I really don't remember what this song sounds like at all. So I'm excited to hear it. But Dorian just introduced it beautifully. This is Brain Cells by Chance the Rapper from his first mixtape, I believe, 10 Day. Oliver, if you're listening, like shout out to you, King. Hope you enjoy.
Here's a tab of acid for your ear. You're the plastic and the passion and the magic in the air. The flabbergasted avalanche of ambulance is near. The labyrinth the pants lab is adamantly here. No assignments, book of rhyming, and I'm drawing doodles. I should rhyme. We're rhyming noodles. Ramadan, I'm the dawn of the diamond jewels. Finding a way to kindly tell these toddlers toodles. And I'm a kamikaze and I'm kinda cuckoo. I could write a fucking book, non-Kama Sutra. You niggas goofies, it's a conflict that is kinda crucial. Caught you on a 9 and all blue, yelling I'm a neutral. But I'ma let the bull pass like matadors. Versus a minotaur. Versus a metaphor. Metamorphoses and I'm a fucking animorph. I used to go to school with Anna Fideli and Danny Worf. Remember, I used to bang with the bad ones. Till my grandmama told on a grandson. Mama said that I was way too handsome to be throwing
when the hand sucks, breaking walls like Samsung. But I'ma throw a tantrum till I'm on every Samsung. Saying yo, a handheld, a handgun. Please put your lighters up till life is up and light it up and slice a cut. The night is young, it's nice enough. Nice is blunt, the nicest stuff. My niggas out here trapping a lot. I know you think you want hiding Reggie Sacks in your socks. I ain't with niggas, so jabbing the jock. Point fours for 15s. Yeah, my nigga, we be taxing a lot. Only the goofies though, choking on a doobie though. My eyes do be low, to be roll. Remember days of the Rufio. Remember the days of Chairman and the Skeeter Man. Bang dang the Lil B and Bangarang the Peter Pan. Ah! Nigga, I burn. I burn too many brain cells there to be worried about my brain cells now. Nigga, I burn too many brain cells there to be worried about my brain cells now. Now. I burn too many brain cells down to be worried about a brain cell now. I burn too many brain cells down. Down. Light a joint or spliff it if you're classy. Split a swisher with your nigga if you ask me. No questions, hit it vividly and pass me. Don't answer about your problems or your issues or your athletes. To quarter the imminent, 10 minutes to infinite. Rims, Henny and reminisce. Nostalgia and Eminem. Sentiments on women's and feminines getting intimate. All broads is frivolous, homies could get their dividends. Is he illiterate? Literal syndicate, illegitimate idiot, gangbanger affiliate, sick twisted, prick sick sadistic, son of a biscuit, man fuck this shit. Ah, I burn too many brain cells, I burn, I burn too many brain cells down, burn too many brain cells down, singing with me. I burn too many brain cells down to be worried about my brain cells now.
Hello, you're listening to Songs with Friends with Dorian and Daniel, the D&D Dream Team. You just heard Brain Cells by Chance the Rapper from his first mixtape, 10 Day. That went out to Dorian's brother, Oliver. Yeah. And yeah, that's a great memory.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, it takes me back. I feel like you gotta have those period pieces, you know, that you listen to and it's just like, puts you so vividly at like a place and a time. I guess that one's less of a place, but more of a time, you know?
Yeah.
And just, I don't know. It's a definitely inspiration for me.
No, it's beautiful. I feel like I have maybe heard that song once, so it was really nice to listen to.
Whole album, if you got the time, or the whole mixtape, I guess, rather. It's really, really cool.
It is fire. Brain Cells by Chance the Rapper. You want to tell us a little bit about the next song and why it's so important? Because this is one of my favorite songs, so I'm a little giddy right now. Yeah. I'm a little giddy in the studio.
I figured you would have something to say about this one, because I know you like Smino, and I know I was listening to your February playlist, and I know it had like a bunch of Smino in it.
He was running my February for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I know. So Smino, he was like, for all my friends back home, I don't know if any of them are listening right now, but
shout out Dorian's hometown
friends.
Yeah, shout
out all the homies back home in Kingston. we all listen to Smino like religiously. I have just about every Smino song, I think, in every of his like albums or singles saved. He's definitely like one of my favorite people. It's to the point where it's like, I think Kat mentioned it at this point in the last podcast, where it's like you're not even sure if the songs are good anymore just because they mean so much to you, kind of thing. And so originally I was gonna pick like an old Smino song, but then I was kind of unsure about that, so I figured we'd start somewhere with some new Smino, you know, like where he's going, and then if you like him you can listen to where he's been.
Yes, and I feel like he's been maturing like a lot to the point where like I feel like there's a very valid argument for like why all of his projects are his best.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like when this came out, it was definitely recency bias, but I was like, oh my god, Love for Rent is like his best album.
It's so good.
Like the sample flip on this is really good too.
Yeah.
Why do you like what is it about Smino that you like?
I mean, he's just so different. Like I feel like nobody makes music like him.
He's him.
Yeah, and nobody acts like him, too. If you follow him on Instagram or anything, he's definitely a character.
He's a silly king.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, it's just like his flow is so erratic and weird, and he's changing melodies all the time and tempos all the time. I don't even know what he's saying half the time, to be honest. But like, if you actually ever take the time to listen to his lyrics, it's or like read them, I guess, actually.
Yeah.
You're like, holy shit. Like, he's actually making a bunch of connections, and it does actually make sense. 'Cause I feel like some artists mumble and it's like, that's cool, but it's like they're not actually saying anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing both.
And he has like crazy wordplay, and he always like incorporates his own name, which
is he's a Smino Grigio.
Smino Grigio is great.
So funny.
So yeah, this is No L's by Smino from the album Love for Rent. Let's play it and then we'll go from there. Hope you enjoy.
Knock, 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 loud knocking. Good weed knocking at your door.
This girl say, Smino, don't you know Friday or day? I told her I'm up on Venus right now, girl, I'm out of your space. And I know we face to face, but I'm out of my body today. A nigga done worked so hard, I ain't even noticing gains. My only goal, get everything I want, then give it away. Cheesecake, sweet steak, plant seed, surrogate, we just doing this shit for the babies. Please use that food, all this passion in me, got my adrenaline shaking. You were not set in stone, all that shit that you want, rolled in pencil and crayon. I'm going Crayola, get... I'm going Crayola, get high as Jehovah, get my final say from the seance. My beautiful angels, my Beyonce. Ave Maria, agave, tequila, my mind in the steamer, my brand in the museum. No God when you see him, connected like seeing him. Cause it's like dumb at a king out of him.
Friday full, Friday night, driving high to full. Ain't got no license, I got all this stuff on my mind. Driving hot and full, ain't got no license. I got all this stuff on my mind.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cup beans. I and me with a bottle of ghost, me goes to the party. Shit, hoes on my socks, I've been having these hoes on they toes like Crocs. I ran at the pot with the crock, bought the sauce on the stew and it be breathing fire. Caucasian dry with no top grade pop, but the spurs on that B, we outside. The goal was in grabbing, we're making more opportunities in house. Fortune and fault or two, we got some more to do low, but tell me and my wife. I really feel more community than come, round here we got motion. My B right around the front ocean. My bro riding around with explosions. I'm feeling the spirit of ghosts that I can't be a mirror. The sun that broke on the shit that I go through.
Sometimes you gotta move when the spirit say so. Okay, homie, say I'm on Quavo. In that flick, they feel like J-Lo. Tell wanna lay low.
Sometimes I find out.
Megamall's debut EP, Escape from Lizard City, goes live on Friday, July 1st. Buy the cassette and lyric book on Bandcamp or stream wherever you listen to music. For the last 2.5 years, you could avoid everyone except yourself. Welcome to Lizard City.
Oh, I see the love thickening over time.
Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Songs with Friends with Daniel and Dorian. You just heard No L's by Smino from his album Love for Rent. How do we feel now that song is played? Any vibes that popped up for you?
I mean, I feel like I took no L's in listening to that song, and I will continue to take no L's after it. So.
That was very smooth.
Yeah. We love that. I hope
everyone listening takes no L's for the rest of their time, the rest of their day.
Honestly.
Also, one thing Doran and I were discussing before the show was I feel like a lot of the time, either on this show or on I See It and I Show Fan Club, which is every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, I'm always like reaching for a like sound effect board or something, but there isn't one in the studio. So I was like, I need to take matters into my own hands. Mm-hmm. So Doran and I, we spent some time today
compiling,
curating, going through the files. And I don't know, what sound are you feeling today? Because there's a...
Oh my God!
There's also...
All day, every day for that one.
Baba Booey. There is some Riz sounds. Mm. There's Riz Walk. There's... Whack from Hannibal Buress. There's a little bit of a...
Treat me like YG. Don't get me dirty.
So yeah. There's the Duolingo noise. So we'll see when those are relevant and what those are needed for, but I just wanted everyone to know that we're constantly evolving the show.
Yeah. We're putting an effort.
We're putting an effort. Yeah, that took at least like 30 minutes.
Of hard thought.
I'm
doing research.
Yeah, lots of laughter.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on to the next song. Why don't you tell us why this one means so much to you, Dorian?
This song is kind of funny. So it's by Choker. It's called Master P. And it's like, first of all, Choker, kind of the same thing as Smino. He just comes in with like he's really unique sound and really unique vibe.
Baba Booey.
Yeah.
Sorry, exactly. I couldn't resist. Continue.
That's exactly what I'm hoping for the rest of the show.
Yeah.
I'm going to reach around and press the button too.
Oh, you're more than welcome to.
Yeah, but the way I found out about Choker is the funny part, because we were just like, my brothers and I were taking an Uber after a dinner with my family. We all had dinner like... and we didn't have a car.
Okay, before you go on, how large was this Uber? Was it like a minibus? Because for people who don't know Dorian has a family of like 20.
Yeah, I got four brothers and mom and pop. So that's seven of us, including myself. Too big for one Uber. So we had to split up and we took two different Ubers.
There was a convoy.
We had to take two Ubers. And I don't remember who was in mine. I believe it was...
That's so insane to me. Because I will never say the sentence, I don't remember which immediate family member was in my Uber. But continue.
Always trying to keep track of them.
Sorry, I keep interrupting.
No, you're good. But we're in the Uber, and I think I was with Noel and Lad, if I remember correctly. And
shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to them. And great. Lad goes here. Noel went here. If you're shout out Cherry and the Cherubs and
shout
the Space,
out Cherry and the Cherubs.
Who Lad is the drummer of, listen to them. They're dope. Have a
Very
show on
amazing.
Sunday.
Portside.
Yeah, at Portside. And the Uber driver that we had was just like, I don't know, he's probably the same age as us. He was like 20, maybe 25. And he's driving a million miles an hour over the speed limit. Like,
oh my God.
In these side roads. And we started talking about music with this dude. And so he just gets all animated and he's like, got his phone on his little, like, the little directions holder, and he's just scrolling through Spotify, clicking songs as he's like speeding crazy through Edmonds, Washington, going, I don't even know. I thought I was about to die, but I was also like, this music is fire.
He was just going like,
yes, precise. That was him honking at everybody that he was behind. But one of the, or I think the only person he showed us like that we didn't already know was Choker. And I still listen to this dude now. And that was like, 3 years ago.
Wow, so the Uber driver put you on
the Uber driver. Some Uber driver put me on Choker. God. So wherever he's at, shout out him
too.
We're just shout outs all day.
Did you leave a tip?
I don't remember. I don't know whose phone it was on, but I would assume so, because that changed my life.
Okay, Uber driver of Edmonds, Washington.
Yeah.
If you're listening, you're a king.
This one's for you.
And this song, Master P by Choker, goes out to you. Hope you enjoy.
My name, I'll never be Bentley sensation. You'll never be mine, huh? You'll never be mine. Goddamn, it's like summers you dare to dream, reliving our moonlight scenes. These colors are prone to bleed. That wasn't your place to be, nigga. I see it like Master P. Ain't no limits. Why so timid? I'm not afraid to
Ready to gravity match it with satisfaction. Still Marotti, why would I match in your tongue? On my throat it was the trouble flow. Drown that ice like a husky, my pollen froze. Ay. Niggas robbed my PlayStation, I wasn't home. Ay. Now I double check locks before I go. Ay. And I would carry the Glock, but I ain't sold. Ay. Build a resort of protection, ain't worth the hole. Ay. Ay, surfing through the channels, Univision. With the subtitles and the tan skin, sun kiss, soft drink, heart blink. I think you could be an actress. With a little practice, always something else but yourself anyway. Might as well get paid.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
We don't need to tell you.
Hello, hello. You're listening to
problems.
Songs of
Mass
Friends with Dorian
evictions.
Mass evictions.
I love that.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control
Joker.
And protection from unfair evictions?
And, yeah,
if these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
So this next song, honestly, if I could own one like album ever on vinyl and like only listen to it, it would be this one album called Acabao Chorare, I think. It's in Portuguese by Novos Baianos. They're really, really, I don't even know how I found these guys, and I don't know, but they're just like, it's the craziest music. It's like weird bossa nova, but like kind of in the 70s, so it had like some rock fusion and stuff in it. That's okay. Kind of crazy because like classic rock was kind of starting to become a thing right around then. So
do you remember like when you found the song?
I literally have no idea how I found this song.
It's
and
just
this
like
album
always kind of
it's just
been living in your brain.
Yeah, I mean it had to be sometime in the last 4 years, but it's just slowly every time I listen to it, I'm just like, or any song in this album, to be honest, I'm just like, it's just crazy. I don't know anything else like it. And maybe it's just because it was like something I found on my own, I would imagine. It holds like a special place because I love when friends show me songs too and people show me songs like the Uber driver or whatever in weird places. But when you find one for yourself, it's kind of, you kind of connect with it a little bit differently.
And how would you, because I also asked like Kat this last week, how would you say you would describe like your music taste? I mean, obviously it's always evolving.
Yeah.
In terms of like this song specifically, like where would it fit in the tapestry of Dorian's musical love?
Yeah, it's a very valid question. I feel like tapestry is maybe a good way to describe it, because I feel like, you know, you kind of have a bunch of different isolated parts of your music taste that kind of have weird connections here and there. And I really like classic rock was one of the ones that I really started on when I was growing up, like Led Zeppelin and The Who and honestly, I guess name bands all day because there's a lot of them, but
several bands.
There's at least two.
At least two of those.
But,
shout out to Led Zeppelin and The Who fans.
Yeah, exactly. But then more recently, I've kind of discovered like Portuguese music, like samba and bossa nova, and those rhythms, which are really, really cool. And this is just, I don't know, it kind of like bridges that gap a little bit for me. So it kind of takes me back to where I started, but also lets me know how far I've come.
Oh.
I guess that sounded.
Okay, Dorian. Yeah. We have to add profound to your resume.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's amazing. And okay, so before I play this song, it is like a beautiful day out. How would you describe like the perfect day, like perfect setting for this song to be played? So like say I'm closing my eyes right now, what am I envisioning as this song plays?
You're, I don't know if you can ride a skateboard, but
I can go forward and backwards.
Okay, yeah. Well, like forwards. I can ride a, I can't like skate, like I can't do any tricks like that, but I can ride a skateboard and
I can go from point A to
Maybe we'll just say bikes. Point. We'll say bikes. Let's, okay. Let's, so you're on a make it easy. You're on bikes, you and your friends are all on your own bike and you're all biking down.
Sorry,
are
we all on the same bike?
No, your own bike. Like
okay, our own bike.
We got like a mob of bicycles. Okay. But it's like you and, you know, 10 of your best friends and you're all riding down some hill that's sloped but not too sloped.
Okay, and so we don't have to pedal too hard.
So you don't have to pedal, like, but you're not like scared about speed. Exactly. Okay.
Okay.
Nail on the head with that. And then one of you got a speaker and you're playing this song.
Okay.
And you're just coasting.
We're coasting.
Yeah.
And is this, are we coasting in Washington? Are we coasting in Lebanon? Are we coasting in Vancouver?
Ooh.
Where is the location of our coast? Shout out the people of Lebanon. Yeah. Dorian is from Lebanon.
Yeah. Oh, my, yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, wherever is home to you, because okay. I feel like that'll allow you to connect to this song a little bit more.
Okay, Dorian, home is whenever you're with me.
Yeah,
I don't. That doesn't make any sense. How do I
soundboard?
A little wholesome introduction to this song. Okay, so you might have to help me out with the pronunciation here, but this is Amanina Danka. That can't be correct.
I think it's Danza. I know there's something weird with the C. I can't remember.
Amanina Danza, and that's by Novos Baianos?
Yeah, Novos Baianos.
Novos Baianos? Okay, I hope everyone listening enjoys. I'm really excited to hear this. So here we go.
Cheguei tudo estava virado. Apenas viro, me viro, mas eu mesma viro os olhinhos. Só entro no jogo porque estou mesmo depois de esgotar o tempo regulamentar. De um lado o olho desaforo que diz o meu nariz arrebitado e não levo pra casa. Mas se você vem perto eu vou lá, eu vou lá. No cisco, no canto do olho, a menina dança. Dedo da menina, a menina dança. E se você fecha o olho, a menina ainda dança. Dedo da menina, ainda dança. Até o sol raiar, até o sol raiar. Até dentro de você nascer o que há. Quando cheguei, tudo estava virado.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Songs with Friends. The song you just heard was A Menina Dança by Novo Buanos. Hopefully, I definitely didn't say that right. I'm so sorry, but
I don't know how to pronounce it either, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, it was an amazing song, though. The people outside the studio were loving it. I was very much imagining riding a bicycle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
Love yeah. it.
How do you remember like when you found that song? Like you don't
literally
remember.
I don't even know. It's honestly maybe it's an anomaly, and I think maybe that's why I'm so drawn to this band and this album is because I like don't know when it just blipped into my radar, but it's ever since it's been on there. Like I mean, you could probably see it in all of my top songs every year since I found them. So maybe that's a good way to pinpoint.
Yeah, no, that's always, honestly,
gotta look
always,
the receipts.
You gotta check the receipts, yeah. Indeed. It is always kind of nice to just have a song that you don't even know where it came from, but you just love it, and it's dependable.
Exactly, dependable.
Dependable. Why don't you tell us a little bit about song number next one?
Yeah, song number next one.
Yeah.
This song is cool. I guess Daniel mentioned it briefly, but my dad is Lebanese. But
shout
I was
out Mr. Issa.
Yeah, shout out Mr. Issa again. He's been texting me this whole show, and I'm reading him. I just can't respond yet.
He will respond.
I will.
Yeah.
But
Baba Booey,
that was for you, Mr. Issa. Yeah. I know you loved that one.
Yeah. So being like Lebanese, but then I grew up in the U.S. and like I never really. My mom is from the U.S., and so, like, you know, I never really had that much, like, exposure, I guess, with, like, Lebanese culture. Whenever my dad would have his WhatsApp calls, like, in the other room, I'd just hear him, like, laughing his ass off in Arabic, and it was just really funny, and I always liked listening to it. But that was, like, pretty much the limit to my exposure because, you know, it's, like, a ridiculously far distance away, and it's a bit turbulent, like, I don't know the word.
Turbulent?
Like the government there is a bit sketchy sometimes.
A little rocky.
Yeah,
fair.
Yeah. So you
As
can't
a Nigerian,
always...
I know what that is like.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand.
So you can't always go. But through one of my brothers, Noel, he's been like making a lot of like effort to really reconnect with that side of our family history, and one of those ways is through music. So I get a lot of Lebanese music and just Arabic music in general through him. Though I guess this guy is Egyptian, Amar Diab. He's like one of the best-selling Arabic music artists of all time. I think he might be the biggest in like the Middle East. He's I don't know, been on the charts for like the last 30 years. So he's crazy.
He's running it. He's like the Bad Bunny of Lebanon.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Honestly, or of Egypt, I guess.
Oh,
but
Egypt, my bad.
No, you're good. But yeah, so I guess that's kind of what this song means to me. I still don't speak Arabic, but, you know, listening to it definitely brings me a little bit of comfort.
Yeah.
What's this
awesome.
Song? It means like Nur El Ain. It's like light of my eyes.
Light of my eyes.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
They're all like love songs, and the music videos are always like 90s R&B, like beach with your shirts on kind of vibes. It's so funny. But the music is great.
Okay. Here is Nur El Ain. Is that how you pronounce it? Nur El Ain. And that's by Amar Diab. Hopefully I said that correctly.
Yeah, all good.
By the album of the same name as the song. Hope as you listen to this, you're able to find a beach and have a shirt on. Enjoy.
حبيبي يا نور العين يا ساكن خيالي عاشق بقالي سنين ولا غيرك في بالي حبيبي يا نور العين يا ساكن خيالي عاشق بقالي سنين ولا غيرك في بالي
حبيبي يا نور العين يا ساكن خيالي عاشق بقالي سنين ولا غيرك في بالي حبيبي يا نور العين يا ساكن خيالي عاشق بقالي سنين ولا غيرك في بالي ناداني وقال بتحبني
الله عليك الله
طمنتني قلبك ناداني وقال بتحبني
الله عليك الله
طمنتني معاك البداية وكل الحكاية معاك البداية وكل الحكاية معاك
EP Escape from Lizard City goes live on Friday, July 1st. Buy the cassette and lyric book on Bandcamp or stream wherever you listen to music. For the last 2.5 years, you could avoid everyone except yourself. Welcome to Lizard City.
Oh, I see the love thickening over time.
Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Songs with Friends, and today it's Songs with Dorian.
Woohoo!
The song you just heard was Nora Line. Hopefully I said that
correctly.
Please don't cancel me, Mr. Issa. And that was by
Amr Diab.
Thank you, King. Yeah. And I want to get more into this song, but I feel like we should talk about the one that we've been waiting for all show, because my understanding is you have a very deep emotional connection to this next one.
Yeah, this song, it's meant a lot to me over the years. I'm not sure exactly when I found it. Probably sometime in, you know, mid-teens. But the minute I heard it, I knew it connected with me, like, from my childhood. I feel like I always carried, you know,
a little piece of it.
Yeah, a little piece of it with me, and then the song found me almost. Is kind of where that's at, and I love sharing it with people. If you've known me for long enough, then you've probably heard me. I've probably played this song in front of you.
Yeah.
I know all my brothers have. They're gonna love this one. And yeah, honestly, it's just a really good song. It makes me very happy to hear it.
Should I even introduce it, or should I just play it? Like,
honestly, what? I think the song speaks for itself in a lot of ways. Okay. Yeah. So maybe just put it out there and let them decide what they think.
All right. Here we go. Hope everybody enjoys this one. Okay, that was fart sounds, over 10,000 farts for 1 hour by Fartfest from the album Fart Sounds Over 1,000 Hours.
You're going to want to bookmark that one, ladies and gentlemen.
You'll want to add that to the like song. So why? Tell us. Tell us a bit more about that. That is...
Oh, man. I think we covered it all before. We covered it, yeah. I'm going to be honest, but...
Nothing left to say, really.
Yeah.
That was great.
The reason I really like this song, if you can call it that, is because I love to...
I'm shedding a tear as you
Yeah,
speak.
No, honestly, was I was...
Yeah.
I'm enjoying... I'm smelling it, honestly, at this point.
It's wafering in this windowless...
Yeah. We're hotboxing the booth right now.
Yeah.
But... what I do is whenever my brothers or my friends are sleeping and like I have to wake them up, we have Sonos in my house back at home. So I don't know if you guys know what that is, but essentially you like can Wi-Fi hook up to speakers that are in various rooms and just play music from your phone, like just from Spotify. There's no Bluetooth required. So I would go to my brother's rooms on Sonos and I'd click their room and then I'd play this on like full volume to wake them up, and then they'd have to scramble to find their phone and like turn it off, but the app is really glitchy, so they like can't turn it off, and then it's just playing fart sounds for like a minute straight. Oh, it's great.
Okay. Yeah, I felt like I was there.
Yeah that if you're ever asleep around me, watch out.
That was very much a glimpse into your childhood and
yeah
today and to your present day. I
definitely
loved it. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the next song? I don't know if it can top that, but we can.
I'm gonna.
Can
yeah,
try.
That was a
try
was,
your hardest.
Mm-hmm. this next song, honestly, I feel like it's just I feel like there's a common theme in a lot of these is that, or maybe in the ones coming up, but there's a lot of guitar. There's a lot of acoustic guitar and acoustic string instruments. And I play a bit of guitar myself, and I feel like I'm always inspired hearing the ways people go about it, like specifically acoustic guitar, like finger style kind of stuff.
And you play acoustic.
That's like the kind of stuff I play. So I always feel like, you know, when I'm like dreaming of me being a really good guitar player, like these are the kind of songs that I'm hearing myself play.
I'm sure that is how it sounds.
Yeah, maybe give me a few years. But Jorge Drexler, he's kind of a legend. He's from Uruguay, I think. Yeah, in South America. But he's definitely like been a pretty constant figure in like Latin American music for the last like quite a while. And I at this point, he's kind of like a veteran, you know, looking down at all these young guys.
Yeah.
But
he's like the Hove of like
maybe something playing like that. And so he you know, when you've been doing it for this long, you kind of are always looking for new types of inspiration, because it's like, it's not about songwriting skill at that point, it's about like being inspired when you've written, you know, I don't even know how many albums. So when this album, Salvavidas de Hielo, what is it, like, I can't remember what Salvavidas means. It's like saviors of ice or something like that. I don't really know what that has to do with anything, but basically
save
he just
the
was
ice.
Like, yeah, save the, yeah, honestly, we'll stick with that. Yeah. I like that. Shout out anyone fighting against global warming and climate change.
Yeah.
Shit's whack.
Shout out our climate warriors.
Yeah, where's the
MLG horn? Oh, the whack?
Yeah. Climate change?
Whack.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, but basically he was just like, okay, let me just take a guitar and figure out all the songs I can make with a guitar. all the sounds I can make with a guitar and just make an album out of that. So like all of these are either him like hitting his guitar with his thumb or things like that, or I think he has some electric lead guitar on top of it, but it's just pretty cool, like seeing how far you can go with just one instrument. And
yeah. And you've told me about like your approach to guitar playing too, and you said yours is also like quite rhythmic and fairly,
yeah,
like,
very rhythmic.
A lot of improv. I don't know why I couldn't think of the word. I still can't.
Yeah, it's in there somewhere. I just can't get it out.
It's in my brain. You guys know what I mean.
Yeah, but it's just, yeah, super rhythmic. I feel like there's a lot. I tend to play like by myself for myself, and when you have an acoustic guitar, you can kind of slap and play and like do a lot of melodies and like in rhythm at the same time.
Yeah.
Since you are filling all the space, whereas, you know, if you're like playing in a band or something, you kind of have to like tone down how much you're doing so that way it fits within what everybody else is doing. I mean, unless you're ridiculously good, which I am not. So
don't sell yourself short. Yeah. I'm sure you are amazing. And we have a jam session.
Yeah, we
up,
do. Yeah.
So it'll be great.
Check us out. Spotify. D&D dropping.
Yeah.
D&D, because Dong Wu is going to be there,
oh,
too.
Oh, right. Shout out Dong Wu.
Yeah, shout
if
out
you're
Dong
listening.
Wu.
King.
And Zach, too, because he was
and
all,
Zach,
yeah,
also a king.
Okay. yeah, but this song, really good. Album, really good. The guitar is beautiful.
Okay. Here's Abracadabra. Abracadabras. I don't know why I can't speak today. By Jorge Drexler.
Yeah.
From the album Save the Ice. Whatever that is in Spanish. So, yeah. Hope you enjoy.
Ponemos nota sobre nota, palabra sobre palabra, con un deseo preciso que surta efecto el hechizo de nuestros abracadabras.
Noctámbulas y consentidas, ladronas de mariposas, dejamos que el tiempo pase buscando dar una frase, esa fuerza misteriosa.
¿Y a dónde van las canciones que soltamos en el viento, llevando a qué corazones, quién sabe qué sentimiento? Quien tenga un beso que dar, que abra la mano y lo entregue, que a la flor de la poesía no hay melancolía que no la riegue.
Y consentidas, ladronas de mariposas, dejamos que el tiempo pase buscando dar a una frase esa fuerza misteriosa. ¿Y a dónde van las canciones que soltamos en el viento, llegando a qué corazones, quién sabe qué sentimientos, quien tenga un verso que dar, que abra la mano y lo entregue, que a la flor de la poesía no hay melancolía que no la riegue. La flor de la poesía no hay melancolía
Hello, hello. You're listening to Songs with Friends with Daniel and Dorian. What was that? I don't know what that was.
I don't know either. It just comes out.
The song you just heard was Abracadabra by Jorge Drexler. I really liked that. It's been a very, like, tropical, sunny kind of vibe today in the studio. So I hope you're having a great time, Dorian, because I'm having a great time.
Lord knows I'm having a great time.
Amazing. We got about 5 minutes left, so we'll try to run through the rest of the songs you got here. But why don't you tell us a little bit about what's next?
Yeah, I guess we just pulled a little bit of an audible, because I was, like, trying to think about how much time we have left. This song is... It's honestly just kind of a funny song. I guess it just fucks everything up a little bit. Like, in terms of vibe, it just catches you off guard maybe a bit. Okay. And I think it's cool for that reason. And it's kind of like the whole 80s, like, synth wave kind of thing, kind of deal. I guess they use, like, the 80s synths, but it's kind of like a more modern genre, I think. I don't really know the whole, like, terminology around all of it. But basically, my name is Dorian. And
true.
Yeah, facts, all right?
That is correct.
Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, that's me. And there's a car called the DeLorean.
Great car.
Yeah, definitely a great car. And it is my goal one day to own one of those cars and play music like this in it while I'm driving really fast at night in a tunnel.
In a tunnel.
Specifically that imagery.
And this is Interlock.
And this is Interlock by Glass Domain.
Okay, so picture, I guess many of you probably don't know what Dorian looks like.
Yeah.
But picture Dorian in a DeLorean in a tunnel.
Yeah.
Playing Interlock by Glass Domain, which you will hear now. Enjoy.
Snap the pieces together. All shapes.
Interlock by Glass Domain from the album Glass Domain. This is Songs with Friends with Daniel and Dorian. Hope you just picture Dorian in a DeLorean.
Dorian in a DeLorean driving fast.
Driving fast to a Victorian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been a great episode so far. Very silly, very ridiculous, very unserious. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this next song? And this is the song that's going to close us off, unfortunately, because unfortunately we can't spend like 3 hours in here playing MLG air horn noises. Yeah. But we should play one more, right? Like, we should play it one more time. I can't hear it.
Oh
no. Where is it?
Beep, beep, beep.
We have to make sure we got it in one more before it ended.
Definitely a necessity.
It's a necessity. MLG air horn will be on every episode from here on
intro,
out.
Intro, outro, between tro, all of them.
Horns with Friends is the new name. why don't you tell us a little bit about the last song before we close out?
All right, this next song, honestly, I actually just found it a few days ago, but... I wanted to talk about it because I thought one of the artists that's featured on it, his name's Hugh Masekela. I'm not sure if I know how to pronounce that. He's South African, super cool guy. He, if you know Riot by Earl Sweatshirt,
it's, yeah.
Yeah, he played this. He's the one who like made the song that Earl sampled.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he made Riot. He's really cool. And and
bringing some education into the studio today.
And the original is also really good. I know Zach was talking about on the first episode, he was talking about listening to songs that people sample, but the original.
Yeah.
That was one of those for
Shout
me.
Shout out Zachary.
But I guess, I don't know, I picked this song just because I felt like it was new and exciting to me, so I kind of wanted to just throw it in there. But mostly I wanted to talk about Huma Sakela has a son named Salema. Who was born and raised in LA, super cool dude. I guess I do a lot of like outdoor sports, and he was one of the like leading figures in outdoor sports. He's like a X Games show host for Tony Hawk in the 90s, and he's just really, really cool. He preaches a lot about inclusivity in the sport, and less gatekeeping, which is a problem. So yeah, shout out Salema Masakela. Your dad is dope.
Okay, this is Afrobeat Blues. I probably will only be able to play like 10 seconds of it, but yeah. I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you, Dorian. Enjoy Afrobeat Blues.